Yo, hey, what's going on, world? It's yours truly, the most blessed, Justin Bless. Yo, we here for a new pod episode. Y'all could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I greatly appreciate that. You feel me? Hey, man, it's a new day to give thanks, show gratitude, smile, feel good, look good. Man, y'all some beautiful people out there in this world. And y'all the most beautiful for checking out this podcast and listening to it. So I greatly appreciate it. You feel me? Yeah. We got a great pod for you guys. Great episode. Man, let's ring these shots out. Yo. Man, I feel good. I hope y'all feel good as well. I'm having some turntables. I'll be cutting it up right now. Yeah. Man, it's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. Nothing less. Hey, please subscribe to the podcast. Spotify, Apple, wherever you at, Google Podcasts. Please subscribe. Follow me on Instagram, all social media platforms. At Justin Bless _. Man, your boy back for a new episode. Man, we keeping it rolling, keeping it going. You feel me? Two pods a week, man. I hope you guys are loving it. Continue bringing out that content out for you guys. And hopefully you guys are just like devouring the content. You feel me? Also, make sure y'all stay active with me as well, like on Spotify. I have polls and always have questions for each episode. So if you guys can please hit me back with a response. If it's a poll, you feel me? Leave your answer, man. I really love your true, genuine answer to those polls and also those questions as well. Just stay engaged with me to make sure I know exactly you guys loving the content that I'm putting out there and pushing out to the world. You feel me? Because we're just trying to grow, get up on them algorithms. So if you can please help, I greatly appreciate it. Share. Friends and family. Cousins, kinfolks, foes, you know. Strangers and whatever. Just share the podcast, man. Just let them just search. Go in the search section. Just type in Justin Bless. I should be the first one to pop up. If not, type in the whole thing. The Justin Bless Podcast. You feel me? But man, today, I've been having a great day, wonderful day. And not every day it's like this. Not every day is a good day, you know? Just like it's okay not to feel okay some days. But today I feel good. I feel real good, man. But before we get super into the podcast, man, let's get to the news report. News report. Hey, man, we got some news for y'all. Some stuff I come across. You already know we're not CNN, ABC, Fox, and all them other joints like that. The UK news, I don't know what they are over there. The Nigerian news, I don't know what they are over there. Australian news, I don't know what their names are over there. Man, I just think some cool stuff is worth coming across and sharing with y'all. So I share and hopefully it connects with y'all. So yeah. All right, let's get into it, man. The first one that's up, bro. It looks like El Salvador is loving the crypto world. So the president, yo, is actually offering citizenship to big time foreign investors. Yo, that's wild, bruh. It's not really stating how much you need to put up, but it looks like, man, if you invest a lot into the crypto, they give you a citizenship. I want to know if they cool with like dual citizenship. You know what I mean? El Salvador, they've been out of the news for like, for a long time, because previously I heard it was a, you know, like it was a bad place, like a whole bunch of gang banging, you know what I mean, very corrupt government. But all government's corrupt in some way, some form of fashion, you feel me? But I guess theirs are like super crazy. But they've been out the news for a long time, so I guess this stuff been chill over there, you feel me? I guess that COVID got them really chilled out. And they're turning the tables and entering into the crypto world. So, hey, man, if you're a big-time investor, you got some heavy bread on you or something like that, man, go give El Salvador a chance. Get that dual citizenship. You feel me? I'm pretty sure them dollars from the United States is probably worth probably like $20 over there. $1 probably worth $20 over there. Whatever money that they use. I don't know if they use, what's that thing called, yo? Euros. No, not Euros, man. That shit's in the UK. Pesos. You feel me? Yeah, man. I know I was going to get there. You feel me? I knew I was going to get there. But yeah, man. They actually really doing that, which I think is pretty cool, bro. Like, they're heavy into the Bitcoin and everything else like that. So, hey, man. And look like he got a lot of responses, too, off his tweet, because he tweeted this joint. And he got 42,000 likes on that mug. So, hey, it looked like it's a hot topic over there, bro. So, hey, man, look like a lot of people could be going into El Salvador. They're trying to build it up into something nice and smooth and try to use the crypto world. That crypto world is big. It's not nothing that I could recommend because I know nothing about it. To me, I kind of feel like it's like stocks. And with stocks, I tried it a little bit. I haven't tried the crypto thing just a little bit, but I'm an emotional investor. Let me explain this to y'all, right? Me personally, I can't just put my money somewhere and just forget about it. Come back at it like 3 years, 2 years later or something like that. Like, nah, my guy, because it's not in your hands. It's in the market hand. It's in the masses' hands. Whatever they do with it is what's going to be worth. I'm not Warren Buffett and them geniuses that's good with the stocks and know what's going on. And they're in them board meetings hiring the COO, CFO, chairman and all of them. Like, I don't know what's going on in those meetings. And you got to put up a lot of bread to be in those meetings. Since I can't put up a lot of bread because I'm not there just yet, nah, I'm straight. I don't got no say-so. You feel what I'm saying? And, man, I'm all about that real bread. You feel me? That real cash. You feel me? Real estate. Because, look, with real estate, you can buy something. And, yeah, you can kind of depend on the – it kind of depends on the masses, again, as well. Supply and demand type of thing. People buying houses, not buying houses, whatever, whoop-de-whoop, the economy, all this other stuff. But then again, also, minimum, you get a 3% return on your investment, minimum 3%. That's how it's been going for as long as the housing market been available for everybody. So I'd rather get 3%. No, I'm getting 3% for a fact at the end of the year, rather than, man, this might hit, this might not. Because it's cool to look back and be like, man, I shoulda, coulda, woulda invested in Amazon when it was like $10, Bitcoin when it was like $10, Nike when it was like 6 cents, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Like, yeah, but you straight. But back then, if you would put it in a house, minimum you had 3% back, minimum. So, yeah, I mean, that's more my game. But hey, man, again, this is about the crypto. If y'all into that crypto stuff and you want to be able to, I don't know what your plans are, but hey, El Salvador, they're offering citizenship. So go on, get yourself, you feel me, bruh? Yo, the next thing that we got up is, yo, it looks like the Winter Olympics. Yo, Norway took over that mug, yo. They pulled up, went to the games, you feel me, bouncing on they Cadillac, you know, three-wheel motion on them and whatnot. And these guys, whoo, bro, came out of there with 16 gold medals, bro. Just killing it. And the available is 106 of them hoes. Man, I mean, 109 of them. They took 16 of them golds, bro. That's a good depending. You gotta count out all the countries that are there. And Norway took 16, bro. Gold medals, bro. And they took overall 37 collectively all together in the Beijing Winter Olympics, man. Give them a round of applause. Give them a round of applause. Come on, man. Shoo, bruh. But the thing about them, well, Norway, they give their athletes free training. So they can go dummy hard and all that stuff just free. You know what I mean? And like free marketing, all that stuff, just to do great at the Olympics. But the downfall of this of Norway is they don't pay their athletes winning gold or silver or bronze or even making it into the Olympic team. It's like, damn, bro. You know what I mean? But I'm pretty sure they got endorsements and ways that they make money, this and that. But compared to other countries, I know China be paying the mug out their athletes. Like millions, bro. Especially if you get a bonus making the team. You get a other bonus for getting bronze, silver, or gold. And of course, if you get gold, it's a bigger bonus compared to like bronze. You feel what I'm saying? So that Norway one is pretty cool with, you know, I mean, free training. But damn, bro, at the end of the day, how am I able to feed my family? You feel me? Come on, Norway, step that up, man. Shouts to y'all team, though. Y'all team was going stupid with it. Yo, one another thing, bro. So the world's largest cruise ship is making its debut, bro. 18-decker cruise ship, bro. Whoo! St. Nazaire, France is where it was built. Man, this joint has a capacity of 6,988 guests and 2,300 crew members. Bro, this ship is huge. As Gangapool pools, S at the end. You know what I mean? Outside movie theater, bro, lounges, all types of stuff, bro. They going crazy with it. It's under the banner of the company, Royal Caribbean. So hey, if y'all want to check that out, man, go and check that out. That's wild. Me, I ain't never been on a cruise ship, but I like to be on one. I ain't gonna front with you, bro. Like, it's just, I know I'll be thinking always of, man, how do I survive if something going on? You feel me? Like, I seen Titanic, my guy. So how the hell do I survive, my guy? So I know for a fact I'll be first day on that mug, analyzing, making sure I know where the life jackets are, safety boats, yo, what doors are locked, unlocked, yo, what floor, just, man, going all over the place, man, fire extinguisher, ropes, random stuff I can use probably to float. Yo, just going all over the place. You feel what I'm saying? So, and to be honest with you, another thing too, me personally, I would actually like the room on the top floor. I ain't going on the bottom floor, bro. Forget that. Closest to the water. Yeah, look cool because if you look out your window, the water's like right there. But hell nah. Nah, my guy. It's not it. Because if something goes down, bro, you the first to go down. You feel me? Like, you can get taken out without a warning. Nah, not me. Like, I gotta be on the top floor. So if something happens on the bottom floor, because it's 18 decks, right? So I don't know how many rooms where the room deck is. I don't know how many decks that take up, but it gotta take up at least more than half, right? Because if it's gonna hold that many people, it gotta be more than half. Some rooms are bigger than others. So I gotta be at the top, bro. Feel me? Closest to the top. Reasonable price, of course. Reasonable price. We can't be doing no wild ass prices. So yeah, man. Yeah, I'm gonna be at the top, my guy. Top. Forget that. So if anything go on, they sound the alarm, I'm up, ready, got time. You feel me? Got time to put my master plan that I was already planning since the first day, just in case some shit pop off, my guy. I'm ready to go. Me and mines, whoever I'm with. Yo, this the move. This the exit. This is that. We gonna make this mug happen. We gonna get up out of here. And I was thinking too, right? Something I think will be pretty cool is if they had jet skis, bruh, as like emergency stuff. You feel like, do you feel me? Like, I think that would be kind of cool. I know jet skis run off of gas and they can't just like go forever, but let's say you had jet ski, a full tank and two like emergency tanks. If y'all don't drift too damn far from land, I'm pretty damn sure you can come into the close enough to the shores and for the Coast Guard to see you or something like that. You at least got to get past some little boonies, you feel me? And you'll be straight. I think a jet ski will get you there fast. So, I don't know. I think emergency jet skis is smooth rather than them little ass floating boats or, you know what I mean, like that. Like, bro, like, come on, bro. Come on, my guy. But I never been on it. I don't know how it really is. But I'm just going off of, like, Titanic and whatnot, and it just looked like them little boats ain't it. Can't be it. So, yeah. Hey, man, that's that, man. Enough of that news report. But I would go on it, man. Real talk. Like, I would really, truly go on that, bro. So, yeah, man. Y'all definitely do y'all thing. Yo, but back to what I was saying before we got rudely interrupted by the news report. I was saying I was feeling good, man. I was feeling real good. And the reason, a big part why I was feeling extremely good today and still is feeling good today, it's going to continue to feel good because I speak into existence. My tongue is powerful. You feel me? Yo, I had my first facial yesterday. Bruh, I feel good. Positive vibes over here. Yep. Yo, had my first facial, bruh. You know what I mean? And I always wanted a facial for a very long time. Like, I was like, bro, like, one day I'm going to do it, right? But I always put it on the back burner, like, not yet. Nah, it's not. Like, I don't know. Like, I always talk myself out of it. I don't know why, but I always talk myself out of getting a facial. I don't know because I'm sensitive about my face and my appearance that I don't go to, like, a facial place and, like, they mess me up. They use a product that's super breakout or cause a rash or something like that, they probably don't know what the hell that they are doing. But it's not even like that. Like, but for some reason, that's what I'm thinking all the time. Talk myself out of it. And I know if I'm going to do something like that, bro, it has to be like the top of the top, bro. Like, I don't care if I'm paying $100 and I don't know what normal facials go for. But anything less than $100, I feel they ain't doing. I just feel like it's not high quality like that. Like, bro, you got some stuff from Walmart. You whipped it up, put in a nice ass container, slapped a nice logo on it. And then you trying to tell me, yo, this is a beautiful facial that's worth $80 or $60, $50. And it gives you as much as a $200 one or something like that. Like, nah, bro. Because at the end of the day, bro, sex sells. And other than food, me personally, maybe I'm overthinking or overlooking something. But I think appearance is the next thing, especially when it comes to your face, is number one people spend money on, bro. Like, you know, I mean, just looks in general, like makeup is a growing business and just blowing the hell up. Like, why? Because the appearance, you feel me? Has to do a lot with women, because women are judged off of appearance more than what they actually can be provided, rather can be providers or not. Like, yo, we going with looks. And how important it is, like, now, like, I don't know, like, what it was back then, or maybe in the 80s they were very judgmental or whatever it was. But, you know, like, now it's like, I ain't gonna say it got worse, because I'm not that old to give a knowledgeable, I guess, stance on that, because I don't know how it was back then. Maybe in the 50s it was crazier than it is now. But I know now, like, with social media and people dying from surgeries to look a certain way, like, young women at that, like, you know what I mean? If you had surgery probably back in the 50s or whatever it was, when the stuff started popping off, like, it was kind of like, okay. But 16-year-old women dying from surgery is just like, damn, that's some wild stuff, you feel me? Because having surgery in a normal human eye, I think back then is for older women of probably like 25 and up or something like that, right? But now it's like, nah, bro, people getting surgeries young as hell for appearance and likes and what somebody ought to think about them or something like that. So, yeah, man, but surgery and all that, that's another topic for another time. We definitely gonna dive into that another episode. But right now, you know, we just talking about, like, facials and appearances and stuff like that. Like, how I went through it, bro. Like, yo, that first facial, man, let me walk this through with y'all. Yo, so I went to that mug yesterday. Dope place. Shout out to them, man. High C. And I believe on Instagram, I don't know, like, any other social media platforms what they are, but I believe it's, if I remember correctly, it's High Skin. Did I say High C? Shouts to them. I meant to say shouts to Yo, High C, that's a drink when we grew up. You feel me? Hey, shouts to High C, though, man. That drink, that fruit punch hit. You know what I mean? That joint was fire. But shouts to High Skin. And no, it's not like high off of trees, like H-I-G-H skin. I don't believe they use CBD oils or any type of CBD things in their products. But hey, who knows? You feel me? Joint's legal now, so they probably do. But it's high as in, like, hello, how you doing? So H-I skin. Man, it's on Central and Camelback. It's in the Uptown Plaza. Nice plaza. They got food there. It's like a nice, chill place, man. It's real nice, man. And they got, like, organic food. I believe it's called, like, AJ's Market Food or something like that. It's kind of like a Sprouts Whole Food, but I believe it's a local. And it's all organic stuff. Nice place, man. Nice place. They got food there. They got, like, a little bit of shopping for clothing. They got a nail salon there. What else they got in that plaza? Sports therapy. They got some nice joints in there. You feel me? So, hey, definitely check them out. But I went to High Skin. Went in there. It's, like, orange, bro. Like, the orange is kind of, like, pow. Like, that joint, pow. You feel me? That joint just, bam, like, hit you right when you walk in the door, because I'm orange, bro, like everything, bro. Like, their iPads that you like fill out your forms are orange. Freaking the door orange, bro. You feel me? Like the walls orange, bro. Like their MacBook that they working on, like the front desk people, they type in your information or whatever, orange, bro. Whole thing is orange, bro, but it's cool though. Like, it's like Goku's uniform. You feel me? Orange, bro. But shouts to them. But it's cool though that they don't like have an actual orange there, or the orange is the theme, like a actual orange that you eat. That's cool, because I was like, bro, that would be a little too much, a little bit you OD'ing on that orange over there. But yeah, so went there, got a facial, right? And if you don't, it's walking like people that haven't had a facial before, mostly the men, whatever. Hey, I definitely recommend y'all go get one, because your joint is fire, bro. Fire. Show love to yourself, man. Show care to yourself, bro. Because you got to love yourself first before anybody else can love you. Love yourself first before anybody else can love you. If you don't love yourself, how you expect other people to love you? You feel me? And it's more than just about saying affirmation and stuff like that. Yo, go out there and feel good and look good. You feel me? So, yeah, so I'm in that mug. First time getting a facial. Let them know. They're like, oh, you're, I don't know what those people called. I'm just going to make up a word. Your skinologist is going to walk you through it and ask you some questions about what do you want to focus on and stuff like that. And they're gonna do it all. Like, them people went to school for it, so they know it all. So, yeah, I went there. Hey, shouts to Megan. Shouts to Megan one time, because she's the one that hooked your boy up, did your boy real nice and smooth. So I went there. She asked me for my what I want to focus on type of thing, right? My concerns on my face, this, that, and the third, skin texture, whatnot. So I let her know. I'm like, yo, like, acne scars, bro, like, that's probably my number one. Number two is going to be like, what's that thing called? The different, damn, what's that thing called, bro? Like, the evenness, you feel me? Of the skin color on my face. Like, some parts are a little bit darker than others, whatever. I like to be all evened out, you feel me? So, like, that'll be smooth. And other than that, like, I think I'm pretty, I think I'm pretty smooth, but anything else you recommend, make my skin look softer, want me glow out here, you feel me, looking like a super bright light model out this mug, then shoot, hey, lay it on your boy, I'm ready. But just focus on those. Yeah, acne scars, bro, because in high school, man, my skin went crazy, bro. Bananas break out all the time and whatnot. It wasn't it. And I think because I didn't understand of like hygiene and really cleaning your face and what you eat, and hydration affects your skin performance. Like, I didn't understand that stuff, of course, because I'm a young dude, bro. I'm just trying to smash, you feel me? Jack off. Sell drugs, chill my niggas, play sports, bro. That's basically it. Everything else is, that shit was secondary. You feel me? Unless we're going to a party or homecoming, prom, going to a girl's house or something. That's when the whole hygiene thing really kicked in like that for me. You feel me? So sometimes I like play sports and all that stuff, probably late at night, or we ball until the sundown, whatever, go home, eat some food, might play some video games and fall asleep, not knowing my skin is hella dirty. And for me to wash my face bare minimum, you know what I mean, every night. Well, some, you know what I mean? Like, some people say not to wash your face every night because it take off the natural oils. Like, you take off your natural oils too much, that your natural face builds and it needs that. And crazy thing about it, there's bacteria, healthy bacteria on your face that fights off bad bacteria. So, man, who would have thought, huh? Not me, not this guy. but yeah, you know what I mean? Like, in high school, wasn't too focused on that. So, man, just broke out a lot. Also, with like another thing that was a big insecurity of mine, but I worked through it and all that. Not taking care of my face is most sensitive, like, you know, skin part of your body, other than like your armpit, probably your private part, and Yeah, it's probably other than those two. Yeah, back of your knee. Yeah, back of your knee. That's pretty damn sensitive. But yeah, like my back started breaking out too as well. So my back was like breaking out. It wasn't, I don't think, as crazy as my face. And other people might look, might have known me back in high school. And they're like, oh, was it that bad or whatever? But it's always super bad to the person that has a pimple on their face. You feel me? Or three pimples. Or the one of the bad ones is like two pimples or three pimples right next to each other. That just makes it that much more bigger. You feel me? Or you ever had a pimple, then have like another pimple grow right after you pop that pimple in the same damn spot damn near? Like, damn, bro, can't catch a break in this mug. No, I mean like that. I think the worst one, the worst kind of pimples are two pimples, right? You got the ones on your nose. Man, those ones is bad. And the ones in your ears. Oh my goodness. The ear ones, because your ears are sensitive. You got a lot of nerves right there. Man, those ones is bad. And your nose, man, those ones too. Because when you try to pop the one on your nose, your eyes start tearing up, man, like you're about to cry. And I think it's kind of like the same with the ear too, bro. You start doing that, the nerves hit, eyes start watering up. But yeah, man, not taking care of my skin when I was growing up, and I just pop them, not knowing that popping those things, you know, makes it worse. But you don't want like a white head or something like that, like just right there, like hell no, I'm popping that mug. Had that. Man, I remember this one time, right? Young niggas in high school. I believe I was a freshman. There's two other people in my class. You had Jeff, and he had what buddy name, bro? Seth. Yep, Seth. Yep. Yeah, Jeff and Seth. Both of them was in a class, right? Man, we had this one teacher. Yo, back then, she looked good. She can get it. You feel me? Because us three used to talk about that all the time, man. I believe it was biology. Nah, it wasn't biology. It was probably like science or something like that. What's the first science in high school? Yeah, whatever that is, bro. It's probably just science. But it was us three, right? I remember this one time we both were dealing with like pimples at the time. Like acne. And for some reason, that day, we all three had three big pimples, bro. And we just somehow came about. We started talking about it. And we just played like this stupid game. We're like, bro, let's see who pimple has the most like puff in it and all this stuff. So I guess the best way to pop is like to have two fingers coming directly at the pimple. So like Jeff goes first, pop his, right? Boom. And we had like this black like table. Like, you know, science tables in school. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't know what the hell those things is called. So like three of us were sitting at that one table, right? So Jeff pop his, boom. Seth pop his, boom. I pop mine, boom. And we see like who had like the biggest like puff in, puss in it. That boy Jeff won and whatnot. And it's funny because we were like celebrating it. And the thing is like, it's something that I know is insecure for all three of us at the time. But for some reason, we're celebrating that. Kind of wild. That's, you know, I mean, that's definitely my pimple story. That one, probably the funniest one. Like, who, like, what the hell is going on with you? What's wrong with y'all boys? But yeah, that's what we was talking about. All right, so anyways, back to the facial thing, right? Because that was a little, just my little acne situation and whatnot. Like, let y'all know, man, if you're going through it, I've been there, done it. You feel me? Switched it up a little bit. So, and now I feel my skin is very under control. And don't have people lie to you. Try things out, bro. Definitely try things out that might help you out. But anyways, through the facial, bro. Going through it, Megan holding it down, doing her thing, bro. She had these all natural things on my face, bro. Smelling hella good, strawberries, freaking watermelon, cucumbers, yo, kiwi, yo, stuff smelling amazing. Just wanted to go out here and just lick my face up, yo. Like she was just putting yogurt on my face or something. Oh, she did the massage thing, bro. She did like the flap. She's this one thing called flapping. So she's basically just having her hands going in a circle and like flapping like my jaw area or whatever, like my cheeks. To me, it felt like when you take your car through a drive-thru and them damn freaking Brussels come out, the brushes, and it starts spinning and just like hitting your car like boop, 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 boop. Like, yo, that's kind of how it was, but she was doing it to my face, bro. It felt good, though. It was just funny because my cheeks were shaking, so it was cool. She massaged my jaw, bro, my whole face, really, but like, I love my jaw. I've been talking for a very long time, bro. I have never had a jaw massage in my life. So, you can just imagine how I felt, man. I was on 10. I was like, yo, this feels amazing. Then after that, she hit me with what's that joint called? Hit me with another massage. I had some pimples, yo, and I don't even get pimples like that. Thank God I don't get them like I used to, like back in high school. I get them like, I probably have one pimple every other month or something like that. But for some reason, my skin wanted to act out and be crazy and trip. I had two pimples that day. I'm like, damn, where the hell these pimples come from? They must have knew I was about to go get a facial, so they just wanted to act out. But had two little pimples, whatever. She popped the pimples with like gloves, and she also had like some cotton, nice cotton feel fabric thing that like she helped pop it with or whatever. Pop them because there's two, and she took out some whiteheads and all this, bro. I was like, it felt great. It actually felt great having someone else like pop your pimple. So she did that like a professional ways, you know what I mean? And like today, pimple's basically gone, bro. Like I don't know what she did or what she was doing, but like the way that she popped it, the ingredients that she used, ingredients like we cooking something, but the creams and freaking serums and oils and all that natural stuff that she used, man, the pimples the next day, which is today, that damn thing's like gone, bro. You barely see a mark. I'm like, dang, this what's up. But anyways, yeah, after that, bro, it was like a whole hour treatment, bro, from the massages to, oh, also had the red light treatment, bro. It helps with like sleeping, stress. It helped the serums go deeper into your skin. You know, you have multiple layers of skin before like it gets to like your bones and super into your blood and all that other stuff. So that red light treatment, it really helps from what she told me. She was very knowledgeable too. So shouts to her being knowledgeable. She knew what all the products wear, front, back, side to side. She can say them backwards, bro. Pick them out with her eyes closed. She was that girl, bro. Had some hot towels. And me being a guy, you feel me, I do have like facial hair. Some people don't grow all everywhere, but I have facial hair that like comes down to like the bottom of my jaw. So like right above my Adam's apple area and all that. So she had like the hot towel. She was putting the products in that area too, which was great. Cause sometimes your boy get the ingrown hair. So she was doing her thing, bro. It was amazing. Took that after we finished that with the whole red light. Oh, I had the goggles on too. You feel me? Had the goggles on to protect my eyes from the red light. Man, it was a great feeling. And when I got up, bro, and right when you get up, like there's like mirror right in front of you, bro. My skin looks so hydrated. Young boy was glowing. You feel me? She actually did my lips too. She what's that thing called? Exfoliated my lips too. So I was like, yo, but my lips are looking like too shiny, bro. Look, I had lip gloss on, so I had to wipe it off just a little bit. I was like, yeah, no, I have like my lips ain't chapped, but and not dry and dehydrated, but yo, I can't be having out here looking like a girl, like my lip gloss popping like a little mama, like Like, hell nah, bruh. Can't do that. So, facial, done, right? Walk out. I'm like, bruh, I have to get on a plan, like on a monthly subscription. And they got monthly subscriptions there as well. Hey, man, they ain't paying me to say this and advertise them or nothing like that, bruh. This is just how I feel about a place. Yo, if you give me amazing, great customer service, I believe like anybody, they're going to share with their platform, their friends, family, all that stuff. Even a stranger, if they might ask, yo, you'll be the first to pop up. It feels good, great customer experience for them. And it was for me. So, hey, another thing, they have some packages. You can pay for 4 facials. Each facial was like $140. You can pay for 4, get 1 for free, or you can go on a monthly subscription, which is $100 every month. So you get the $40 off each facial, right? And also, you get 20% off the products that they sell in there as well. And that's what I believe I'm going to do and sign up for. I just got some stuff I need to handle first before I can sign up with that. You feel me? You can't just be wilding out, sign up for all these subscriptions and whatnot, and your pockets ain't right. Like, nah, my guy. Pockets got to be right. So that's why I'm going to sign up. Hey, shouts to them. High C. Yeah. You feel me? We talking about I said high C again, bro. High skin. Yeah, shouts to them. Bro, we talking about that, right? And talking about like self-love and care and everything like that. And before, because I recently cut my hair, I had my dreads for 11 years, 8 months, damn near almost 12, right? And I didn't plan to cut it at this time. I really wanted to cut it. There's 3 times I wanted to cut it, right? I started when I was 18, so I wanted to cut it when I turned 21. I thought that was enough, but hell nah. There's still hair styles that I wasn't able to do because my hair wasn't long enough within those 3 years. So I'm like, psh, man, we gotta wait. And then I was like, yo, I'm just gonna do 10 years and be out. Didn't happen. And then I had a goal to purchase my first apartment complex, and then I'm gonna work and cut my hair off. So when I purchased my first apartment complex, I just got ready mentally, because you get so attached to your identity and how you look like, that's hard for you to make a real identity change like that. For I have my dreads for 11 years, right? Everybody know me like that. Nobody had pictures of me without long hair other than my mom's, because it's been so long. Everybody know me like that. And then again, my childhood nickname was dreads. The closest people to me, like friend wise, like them niggas call me dreads. They never call me Justin. And I was known by dreads, even by their family. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's a big life-changing decision. Then when I was rapping at first, my name that I went by was J Dreads, for Justin Dreads. So that dreads thing was just really fully connected with me, with my identity. So that took time. Like, I couldn't just go up and just cut it one day. So it took time for me to detach from that. And speaking about dreads and self-love and everything, I would get my dreads done every 2 months, every 2 to 3 months. But there's a period in there, my hair would look fresh for 2 weeks. And then, so let's say we're doing 2 months, right? 4 weeks and 1 month, 2 months, that's 8 weeks. My hair would look good for 2 weeks. And then for 6 weeks, my hair will be not looking good. I won't feel my best. And that's how I felt. I didn't feel like the self-love there the whole time and whatnot because of that. And another thing as well, like I didn't go to the barber at all. Hardly went to the barber when I had my dreads, because I didn't want them to cut some of my hair off that was for my dreads. Anybody got dreads will understand. Because then you'll thin out your dreads and then your dreads will break off. So I never went to the barber, hardly, bro. Probably like 10 times out of the 11 years I had them. So I do it myself, you feel me? Like, got my own liners. And I wasn't the best. I'm not a barber. But I'll do it here and there. But was it really like self-love? Like, the actually going to like a nail salon. I know y'all ladies feel me. It's like, ooh, you got that. You got that, you know what I mean? Got that splah, you know what I mean? Got that splah, man. You feel me? Yeah, you just got it with you. You just feel good. You feel me? It's that splah. I don't know how to explain. It's just what it is. Like, you, right? You feeling yourself. I would have that only really for like 2 weeks. And then for 6 weeks, I would not feel it. So it's like, damn, bro. You feel me? So I only really be feeling self-love for like 6 months. Like 12 weeks out of whole 52 weeks in a year. And over time, like, it kind of like, I guess I was jealous a little bit when people with short hair and they'll go to the barber. You see them on Instagram, whatever the case might be. I'd be like, damn, man. Like, this dread stuff is starting to really get to me. So the more that, the later in my dreadlock journey, the more self-love, like, decrease. At beginning, start at 2 weeks would be like the peak, right? Like, hell yeah, even probably longer than that. But the later in the dread year journey, it just comes to a point. It's just like the next day, I felt like my hair didn't look good. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't the same feeling. Like, it was just like, then like with having long hair, the worst part about it is taking a shower, bruh. With dreads, oh my goodness, bro. For your hair to dry, it took forever. So whenever I wash my hair, it got to be a day. I'm just not doing not a damn thing. I can't leave. I can't drive because driving with wet hair, like, and water falling down my neck, I didn't like that. Hell no. It was just like, damn, I got to be here, wrap my hair. And my hair was so damn long, I had to wrap my hair in, like, towels. And, man, it was just extra, bro. But anyways, wasn't really feeling it. Now that I cut my hair, my guy, and I go to the barber every 2 to 3 weeks, I always get that freaking, my love cup filled right back up. That self-love cup filled right back up, bro. It's that mug is filled right back up every 2 to 3 weeks. Ah, yeah. And you feel me? Then your dreadlocks, I mean, not your dreadlocks, your haircut lasts about 2 weeks, 3 weeks or so. You know what I mean? Like, you feeling good and all that, bro. Like, you, man, it's a great feeling. I miss that feeling. I remember when I cut my hair, people thought I would regret it and want my dreads back and whoop de whoop this down the third. No, my guy, I'm in love with the short hair, bro. Like, I did the long hair thing for a very long time. And I'm never going back to long hair, bro. As long as this feeling continue to be the way that it is and how I'm feeling it, bro, the self-love joint with the haircut, oh my, bro, the lineup, going to the barber, I love smell of barbers, bro, like the barber shops. Like, I don't know what that smell is, but that smell is like amazing smell. It must be like a product, because mostly all barbershops smell the same to me. That barbershop smell, man, get me back to like when I was in eighth grade going to go get a one all the way around. Don't cut against the grain, you feel me? Want the sharp sideburns, not them freaking what's that rock and roll dude, Elvis sideburns? Nah, bruh, I need that sharp, you feel me? Like Luda. It gave me back to that feeling, bro. And that feeling's amazing. It's a dope feeling, bro. And then again, like, my head is not, my head, I don't feel it's as big as I thought it was, because I'm on like a snapback, but I'm on the first damn snap. You know what I mean? It's funny, bro. It's funny how people view self-love and everything like that. And that's how I view it after all this time with the dreadlocks. I just got less and less self-love, less and less I thought I looked good with dread. So I'd let them mugs go because I wasn't feeling it, bro. And now I feel great. Every two, to 3 weeks. I'm getting a haircut, always in a barbershop, going out to make myself look good. It's not really for other people. It's for myself, and I'm loving it. And with me doing that so much for my hair, and I also want to do it with my face as well, with the facials. But like I said, I got to handle some first. Your expenses can't exceed your income. If it do, whoo, you're living beyond your means. So be smart with it, with the self-love, because you can have some real bad self-hatred towards you if your bills are not paid and it's messing up with like your relationship or your self-relationship or, you know what I mean, giving back and other stuff like that. So make sure that stuff is handled as well as self-love. But don't let your self-love overcome and have your expenses going crazy. I know a lot of people like that. So just be mindful. You feel me? Tread softly out this month. You feel me? But another self-love thing that I do, bro, I go to the dentist every 3 months. I'm going to say that again so y'all can catch it. I go to the dentist every 3 months. Don't miss it. Not at all. Because that's a self-love thing as well for me. And I think for other people as well, because a smile is part of a first impression of somebody else. A smile is a big part, bro. It's probably almost as big as your hair, if not bigger, for some people. I know, like, for my mom, you could have a bad hair day, but there's no way you can have a bad teeth day. No way, bro. My mom ain't going for it. Especially a woman. My mom's not going for it. Because she's going to remember your smile, but, oh, that's the nigga with the, my mom don't say nigga, but like, I say nigga, so I'm just, like, kind of just saying it, you feel me? So, like, my mom would be like, oh, that's the girl with the ugly smile, or that's the girl with the cavity on her right fang. Like, my mom is detailed like that with the smiles, bro. Like, oh, she don't want the super bad teeth that have, like, 20 cavities or yellow teeth, and, oh, man, she was so pretty until she smiled. You feel me? Like, stuff like that. She's the one that really got me into taking care of my teeth like that, because before I had braces, I had like 13 cavities, bro. I went to the dentist for the first time when I was 12, 13, something like that. Haven't went to the dentist ever in my life since then. I mean, until then. So I went, and I went with this white lady. Her name is Kathy. Our relationship is totally different now. But that first day, man, she made me bleed. Bro, when I told you I was bleeding, it looked like I got jumped, bro. My gums were swelled up. Lip was swelled up, bro. Bleeding, bro. Like, oh, my goodness. 13 cavities came out that mug. Teeth was sore. Couldn't eat. I'm like, bro, hell nah. I never come to the dentist. So I understand when people say, man, I hate going to the dentist and stuff like that. It's because you're not taking care of your teeth. And you are scared to go there because, man, that stuff is pricey. Because like I was saying before, your appearance, probably other than food, is what people spend the most money on. Like, bro, we can really tax you for this stuff because we know what appearance is in this world, right? And the reason why appearance is like that, because we have mirrors and people talk about us. Those two reasons is the reason why. If we couldn't see our reflection and only other people can see your reflection, bro, you wouldn't be judgmental towards yourself so much, because you're so judgmental towards yourself because of those components is why appearances have so much weight, and they can put so much, they can tax you for it. And shoot, hey, this the price, my guy. And for the most part, you paying. And for the most part for me, I'm paying that mug. You feel me? Shoot. Hey, go and rack it up. How much it is? Bro, paying. Especially when it comes to my teeth. Yo, what is it, bro? Paying, bro. Hey, paying that mug. Yup. Swipe it. Not even thinking twice. Because I know how powerful a smile is. And I truly believe, honestly, I got a multi-million dollar smile. And that's not even being, cocky with it. That's just because I take care of my teeth, bro. For my toothpaste, bro, I don't pay that cheap amount and get that Colgate and that stuff that's like super damn cheap. You feel me? Not to knock down Colgate, but like I know like Colgate got some cheap toothpaste. Nah, bro, we going with the most expensive, bro. Let me get that 3D Crest White charcoal, you feel me? Yeah, let me go get that charcoal toothbrush too as well. Yeah, throw that hole on there, bro. I'll do mechanic toothbrushes because I feel personally you get lazy if you use those because you're going to depend on the mechanical toothbrush to take care of the brushing for you. So you just there, just move it around your mouth, but you ain't really brushing your teeth, bro. You still got to brush your teeth. So I don't depend on that. I always have a manual toothbrush, bro. So here, that's the key. That's the key to the streets. And also, I don't use Listerine. That's another thing. Nah, my guy, use mouthwash. The key to the streets, my guy. Because Listerine stains your teeth. Mouthwash don't. Mouthwash just cleans your gums and, you know what I mean? Put a little bit of, like, coat on your teeth, whatever, but it don't stain it. Like, mouthwash, I mean, like, Listerine will stain your teeth, bruh. That's how you have that, you know what I mean? Like, whole alcohol up in your mouth. So, yeah, none of that. But, you feel me? Self-love right there. Clean my teeth every 3 months, bruh. Get that right. That's for me. Like, I don't really do it for nobody else. Me and Kathy got a great relationship. Been going there for damn near 17 years, bro. 15 plus years. I don't know the exact number, but I've been going to her. And she's the only person that cleans my teeth. You feel me? So, shouts to Kathy. That's my nigga, bro. That's my guy. We rocking, bro. Wherever she go, I go. And, man, when she retire, because she been doing it for a long time. So, man, wherever she go, I go. And then until then, we ain't gonna think about that bridge until we get there, because it'll be a sad day when she retire. But yeah, another self-love thing as well that I do is the gym. Bro, the gym is essential, bro. Essential mentally, physically, spiritually, whatever you can think of, it's essential, because how you treat yourself, how you taking care of your body, your health, all that plays effect in how you feel. Because like when you sick, you feel like poop, right? People say, man, I feel like I'm like, bro, how does she even feel like? You know what I mean? Because I don't know what that shit feel like. Never felt it. You feel me? But anyways, like feel bad, you know, if you don't go to the gym, whatever. So I make sure I go to the gym. I try to go to the gym damn near 5 times a week, 6 times a week. I don't really do the 7 times a week thing every damn day, because you got to rest. Rest is key as well. And shoot, right now, dumb sore, because I went crazy on the legs the other day. So, you know, me over here walking like the penguin from Batman, you feel me? Wobbling over here. But I love the feeling of sore. Make me feel something. Makes me feel good that I did that. And I'm really looking after self-love and self-care for myself, you feel me? Because if I don't do it, nobody's going to do it. And that's a fact. Another self-love thing that I would like to get into, haven't got there just yet, man, is therapy. Like mental therapy, man. I think that's something I want to tap into like that. I did therapy a little bit, explaining my little therapy type of things, right? First time I went to therapy was because this one person that we're not giving no sort of energy to said I should do it because I need it. I know I didn't need it because it was mental. I mean, it was anger management therapy, like anger. So to make this person happy, I was like, all right, if you feel that way, I'm not gonna feel like I know everything, I'm the best and this, that, and the third, and what I know about myself is right. Because sometimes what you think for yourself is right is not right, or is not best for you, and you might be slipping somewhere. So hey man, I'm open to open criticism in a way, especially for someone that I rock with like that. So she said I should do that, even though it came out of an argument or whatever. Everybody gets mad. Everybody has that emotion. But whatever. I'm going to do it just to show you how much I rock with you, how much I listen to you. Went there. Dude said, you don't even have anger problems. And I was like, yeah, I know. And that's what I was trying to tell such and such. And he was like, yeah, I know what you was talking about. Blah, 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 blah. This, that, and the third. And I'm like, yeah, I knew that. But then we start talking about some other things, right? Which is crazy. I didn't say this part to that person because I know it might have her feel a certain way. But this nigga was key on, bro. He said, because at first it was like the whole anger thing, right? When he discovered I didn't have no anger problems, because I'm not punching no walls. I'm not hitting people for no reason. I'm not slamming doors. I'm stomping my feet. I'm not doing none of that. That's not how I deal with anger. You feel me? How I deal with anger, but I need my space and just walk away and whatever. I say some slick stuff back. And if you yelling at me, bro, best believe, bro, I'm yelling at you, especially a female. You feel me? If it's a dude, hey, what's up? We ain't got time to be talking what you trying to do. But you feel me? But it don't escalate to 0 to 100 for me. It's like, bro, like, especially now, like, bro, like, I own property now, bro. I got something to really lose out here, bro. I don't have a child yet, so I can't just be going crazy. But don't get it twisted. I would go all the way if it's necessary for me to go all the way. I'll go there, bro. Trust. But is it the first thing that comes to my mind? Like, hell no, I'm not 0 to 100. So anyways, key on point, back to what you were saying. I didn't share this with that person because I know they'll feel a certain way. He said, after the whole anger problem, figured out it was that. He said, have you ever thought this person's holding you back? And I was like, nah, never. And he was like, you might want to think about that, man. Look through that with a fine comb. And I'm like, help me understand. Dude broke it down, right? I wish I could give y'all full detail with it, what he done. But it happened years ago. I don't remember everything, right? I just remember him saying that. And that shit shocked me. So he drew this line, right? Because he asked me how I was before this person. And I explained to him, blah, 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 this and that. Had blessed doing this, doing these numbers, doing this, blah, blah, blah. Bam, 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 bam. You feel me? Goal-orientated over here. And then that person came along. And so he drew this line. And then he started having like a heartbeat, right? Type of thing. That's for like the bumps in the road and whatnot. And he started like drawing those lines, they're getting bigger, those up and down joints, but they were decreasing though, like with my life. And I'm like, yo, that stuff blew my mind. He was like, it just seems like there's a roadblock on your way to wherever that you're trying to go. And there's no way the type of person that you explain me who you are and how I could feel your energy and your aroma and your presence and everything like that and the way that you have spoken to me. It can't be something easy that just having a roadblock in your life. Got to be something as powerful as you. And for the most part, the only thing that's as powerful as another human being, especially one that's on the go like you and have these big aspirations and goals and stuff like that, is another human being. And for the most part, it's between two things. It's your family because you love them so dearly, or it's a significant other. Because we are the apex predators. I mean, man, if there's a lion in our way, bro, we put the mugs in a zoo. You know what I mean? Type of thing, an elephant, a tree, anything big that you can think of, like we damn near control that mug. The only thing that we probably have, there's a couple things we don't control. You feel me? I mean, a lot of things. But like in a big spectrum of things, when you're just looking at things, bro, we can't control water. There's no way we can move an ocean somewhere else. You feel what I'm saying? We can't do that. The weather, yo, there's no way we can do that. Yeah, we can plant more trees here and there to make it a little bit cooler, but we ain't changing that much. We ain't changing how the sun gonna beam that day. Like, it just is what it is. But a thing that can stop us is another human being, which is another apex predator. And he said that, he broke that down to me. I was like, dang, that is crazy. Because the same amount of energy that you can put out, the same amount of bad energy can come as well from another human being that stops you from going. And I'm like, damn. Dude was hitting me with so much damn points. I'm like, yo, oh my goodness. And he's like, yo, I don't know how long y'all been dating and what she mean to you and blue, blue, blah, blah, blah. I said blue, 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 blah, blah, blah. But look into that. Because it looks like you're destined to go somewhere. He was just breaking this thing down to me. I was like, dang. And it wasn't no, like, he just trying to give me. Because the thing is, like I told you, bro, I came in there for anger management, bro. Therapy. He switched it up to freaking, this person's holding you back, better your life. Just off of, because he asked stuff about her, asked stuff about me, broke it all down. And from that, he came to the conclusion, yo, this girl holding you back, bro. And showing up, this nigga was right. And the thing is, I didn't, and like, I was thinking about, bro, like, he right. Because there's no point I could have said that would have proved my point in the, nah, she's not. You feel me? But I didn't even say that because I know this nigga was right. So I just agreed with him, but didn't agree with him because I didn't say nothing back. But you know I agreed with him. So after that session, such and such came to my apartment to ask how I went, whoop de whoop, this, that, and the third. Let her know, you feel me? But the anger management, I was in there for an hour and like 20 minutes, I believe. It was like close to an hour 30 because he gave me 30 minutes like free, which was dope. I only paid for the just the hour, which was $100. I just gave her like basically at the first, I probably talked for like the first 5 minutes or so. Let him know the situation, this, that, and the third. Then the whole anger thing, and he was asking questions about the whole anger thing, probably last about 20 minutes. So for about 25 minutes of the whole hour and 30 minute session, we talked about the whole anger thing. And that's the only thing that I related back to such and such. And let that be known, because the whole other hour, that was for me to analyze and take in. And showing up, did I do that? Hell nah. The pussy blind me, bruh. It just is what it is. You own up to it. Couple years later and whatnot, where I'm at currently right now, I can say it out loud and proud. Even back then, I could have said it a couple years ago, whatever, but got this platform now just to say that nigga was right. Because when I took out that person out my life, boom. Yeah, there's a transitional period, so the boom didn't go off just yet. I had like a misfunction, you feel me? Misfire. Kind of like when Joker, when he left the Harvey Dent, right, from the hospital, and he was dressed like a nurse, and he leaves the hospital, about to go in the school bus. He pressed the button, like, boom. He pressed the button. It's not going off. Like, he turns around like, that was it? Then he hits it more, like, then boom, 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 start going crazy. Then he hops in the thing. That's how it was for me, right? So with my life, after that, right, little things bubbled up a little bit that were cool. Then it was like nothing happened for a while. I was going through a transitional period, but I had to stay loyal to the process, trust the process. And that's what I did. Then show enough, boom. She was crazy, you feel me? Just boom. One more time. Boom. Life exploded. So a therapist, man, something definitely I need to look into, because that nigga was right. He was right. White male, too. He wasn't black. And I know a lot of kids out there, young people, or even black people in general, think that they need a therapist that look like them because they can relate to a lifestyle that they have lived, which is a very valid point. I feel it 100%. But that's not to say that white people can't have somewhat of sympathy or give a good therapist a therapy session to you of a different race. So, you know what I mean? But that's on you to pick and you to choose whatever. I'm just saying that's something that I am currently looking at. And I know has benefit a lot of people, like our black Jay-Z got recommended to do therapy from white friends. And he went to a white therapist. And I don't know if he still goes to that white therapist or whatever, but he said that in an interview. And that therapist helped him with childhood traumas, money situations, and marital situations with Beyonce and children relationship. I mean, with his relationship with his children. So, hey, you know what I mean? Whatever floats your boat, man, whatever that you choose, man, choose it wisely and choose it for yourself, and definitely choose it for self-love and self-care, because that's what I'm going to look at it for and really, really, really soon. And I can definitely like relay some good key points onto this podcast, the Justin Blessed podcast. Man, bro, I need some water. Excuse me. I've been talking a whole hour straight. No water. No chaser. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you can find those exclusively on the Justin Bless podcast. Make sure y'all subscribe, you feel me, at Justin Bless _. Follow social media and all that other good loving stuff. But yeah, man, self-love, self-care can really take effect if you don't take care of those things. Whatever that make you might make you feel good. I'm not saying to cut your hair or whatever situation case might be. Whatever makes you happy in a way that you feel that you don't regret dishing that cash out for that service, go for it. You feel me? And I can only just give my little input in and just make sure your finances are correct before you go all super crazy, because there's still a way to do that without getting the top shelf, the top tier, if you would say. You know, so self-love, man, make sure you love yourself first before anybody else, bro. The way that I look at it is, if you want to take something, take a page out of my book, bro, God's first, man. That relationship with God, critical than a mug, bro. When I say critical, I mean that, bro. God first. Or whatever that you might believe in, you feel me? Like, however you go believe, I don't have nothing against nobody and what they believe. If it's the universe, hey, universe first, no matter what, you feel me? Do your thing. Yeah. But it's God first for me, you feel me? And God get that big old, God first. Second will be myself. You know, a lot of people would say family first or family after God or whatever. Nah. F all that. I didn't mean to hit that one. I meant to hit that because we shooting that mug down, bro. Nah, forget that family first, family second type of thing. No, nigga. My guy, we ain't going that way. God first. That's that. None above that. Myself second. That's how we doing that, man. Now go with the self-love, the self-care, just basically all that we talked about, bro. Raise that self-love up, man. Raise it to a whole nother level if you haven't yet. After this pod, bring it up a notch, bro. If you want to do the law of detachment of certain things like I did with my dreads, so I can get that more, so I can pour more love into myself by going to the barbershop. Might be little to other people, but it was big for me. It made me feel great. And it should make you feel great as well, whatever that you choose to do. When I went to the barbershop, bro, I just tapped into a whole nother Justin. And I know I'm going to go that much harder. So, yo, Mo, it is self-love, bro. Self-care. And just go for it. Raise the bar up. Fell in love with yourself again if you fell out of love with yourself. Talk to yourself in the mirror, man. Talk to yourself, man. Be nice to yourself. Kind to yourself, man. Everybody go through those things, bro. You're not the only one that's going through them. Like I said, bro, I had acne on my back, bro. Still got some acne scars, bro. I didn't have those just disappear automatically or whatever. Nah, bro. We still dealing with the effects, but it's all good. I ain't the only one because I've been to the gym. And I see other people that have it worse than me. And I'm like, yo, thank God mine ain't that bad. Like all up on the shoulders and go down to the arms. Like, I'm like, dang, bro, their back must be crazy. You know what I mean? Some of them be wearing some muscle shirts like the niggas are like super buff or whatever. I don't know if the things that are taking them, making them break out or whatever, but like bad, you know? And then I see like some people's faces too. Some people get the pimples all over their neck and all that. I'm like, ooh, bad. Especially if they got a shave or whatever, like their facial hair. Man, like thank God mine wasn't like that. But I thought it was the worst when I had it. I thought I was the only one going through it, but I'm not. And you not either. If you're going through anything, bruh, just, you know what I mean? Slow down, take care, assess it all. Like me, I can't eat nuts like that, make me break out. I did the research. I did it on purpose. I was eating a hell of nuts just to see. And it happened. I'm like, oh, can't do that. Chocolate. Hey, ate hella chocolate. See if it did. Made me break out more. Can't do that. I drank hella milk and all that. Milk is the worst. Made me break out the worst. So dairy damn near took that whole thing out of my out of the catalog of stuff that I eat, man. Like I can't, like my meals, I can't. I don't eat cereal, bro. I can't do it because first off, I'm in the bathroom like crazy. Second off, I got pimples. Like, bro, that's a double no-no. You know what I mean? Like, hell nah, nigga. You know what I mean? It's like that one thing, man. You feel me? Like, don't be a man to South Central. Like, you know you effed up, right? Like, bruh, that's what it is when I wake up the next day from milk, man. It's like, you know you effed up, right? So, yeah, man. Like, nah, we straight. Super straight off that. And so whatever it is, y'all work it out, man. You're not alone in this world going through it, man. Self-love, raise it up. Self-care, raise it up, bro. And that's how it is, bro. And we gonna set it off like this, man. Yo, this is a song that I played when I just cut my hair, bro. It made me feel the most freshest, the most smoothest and all that. You feel what I'm saying? So, I hope y'all just vibing me real quick while we get to exit out. I got a outro. Woo! Me, but I told her I keep it 100. Woo! Since I was a little nigga, I just about to go give you some money. Woo! Since I made up 25 million on Let's go! Hey, 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 going on missions, hey, running from Jake. I got bulletproofs on all the Cadillacs and niggas slide through like I'm Obama. St. Laurent story, Louis Vuitton, Don, I'm a fucker, so come. I was in the back eating jambalaya. How about the Peter's Day, Mama Thomas? Woo! Hey, we got it popping. I'm straight out the city, my nigga, but they never knew. Nah. When I was on the county line, I used to suit up yellow, I was in the blues. Yeah. Put your pots, make a half the year. I spend that shit on my shoes. Hey, I go from country to country, from city to city. I know how to sign. They can't ignore me. We got the locals too. That's my goal. Got us for 5,000 months of Jordan. You little niggas can't keep up with the score. Cashed out on the Jesus piece, cause you know what it means to me. Wanna pull up at Sunday service, some Bugattis. I call up Yeezy. I got new holy water.
New holy water.
I fuck with the bitches. I cut on to that shit. She want me to buy it. And the love gets scarcer. When you climb in the ladder, going higher and higher. I thank God every day, cause he cleared all the snakes and gave me my desires. All you old niggas hating, sitting back waiting, hoping I retire. I got a 50 on me, but I told her I keep it 100. Since I was a little nigga, I just about to go give me some money. Since I made up 25 million on one of them days, now these niggas biting my way. I got fatigue on my body, I'm by my Maserati. It's right, I'm going out of space. I remember days going on
them misses. Hopping in fences, running from Jake's. I got bulletproofs on all the Cadillacs and niggas slime, dude, like I'm Obama. Born in St. Laurent, story Louis Vuitton, dying. I'm a fucker, so come. I was in the bed, eating jambalaya. How about the Peter straight in my pajamas? Gotta get a haircut for the PJ. I can show you how the fuck we do this shit.
You know what it is, man. Yo, man, it's Justin Bless, man. Justin Bless, nothing less. Man, it's the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, please, man, and rate and do all that, man. If you had a good time, wonderful time, man, share on your social media page and all that, bro. Don't cost you nothing to share and help your boy grow on the podcast, bro, for real. The bigger I get, the better the content I can put out for y'all and just keep it going and keep it smooth for y'all, bro. I greatly appreciate y'all being here with me right now in this very moment, because you could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and I greatly appreciate that, man. You know what it is. You know what it is. It's Justin Bless, nigga.